Republican Senator Mary Lozick of New Berlin co-authored the bill. She says it'll give individual school districts more control than they currently have over what to teach.
Curriculum in a Madison classroom may not be the best practice in a Superior classroom. Current law does not recognize flexibility for school districts. Rather, the law tells local officials that regardless of the parent and school district needs, they must teach this sensitive issue the way the state government mandates.
Wisconsin's current law says that if districts teach sex ed, they must provide certain information, including contraceptive use, abstinence, and how to deal with abuse. Lozick's bill would allow schools to design their own curriculums without having to adhere to current state standards. It also puts a stronger focus on teaching abstinence. Democratic Representative Tamara Grigsby of Milwaukee authored the current law that requires comprehensive sexual education. She says Lozick's bill would be a step backward.
We are not looking at science. We are not looking at what works. We are not looking what's best for communities. I mean, are we seriously calling this the Strong Communities Healthy Kids Act? We're not looking at that. We're looking at partisan politics here and radical agendas. We're not looking at what's best for our children.
Senator Lozick says her bill won't prevent school districts from continuing to teach comprehensive sex ed. It just doesn't require them to do so. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.